On the line with us is Tony Sertich. He is IRRB Commissioner, and he's on his way to Silver Bay to view a new green energy project. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Just fine. So tell me about the green energy project in Silver Bay. We've been reading a little bit about it, and you're going to go and take a look at it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's called the WRF Greenhouse Project, and WRF stands for Wind, Algae, Rain, and Food. A great renewable energy project that the IRRB in part helped fund, partnering with the city of Silver Bay. What it does is it's about a $1.2 million building that'll house an integrated fish, algae, and plant production system. And each will feed off the other, and they will be able to grow local sustainable food and fish for local citizens, schools, restaurants, and others. One of the other big partners in this is University of Minnesota Duluth.
Has IRRB funded these kinds of programs in the past?
We've had a renewable energy program for the past couple of years, and we've funded everything from geothermal to wood products, biomass, wind turbines, solar photovoltaic, and so trying to expand our energy portfolio in northeastern Minnesota. And this is one of the more interesting and exciting ones that has that sustainable food component to it as well.
Well, both Grand Marais and Cook County have just signed off on a local energy project here, and we've had a local energy group working for the last at least 2, maybe 3 years on these kinds of renewable energy sources. Are you familiar with anything that is happening in Cook County? I'm not sure whether they approached IRRB yet or not.
I know there was a solar project further up the shore, but I don't believe this particular one. I'm not aware of it, but they certainly could be talking to our staff. It's something we're always very excited about funding. There's a great economic development and local sustainability to it. In my term as commissioner here under Governor Dayton, we've really made a huge focus on looking inwards to grow our economy, looking at our local existing businesses, community partners coming together, and sustainability is a big piece of that.
Well, there have been lots of talk here in Cook County, which is not necessarily known as a great agricultural part of the state, as you well know, but sustainability in terms of food production. Also, wind, apparently. I've seen some maps of wind patterns, and so that's been looked at. I know it's been looked at up at Grand Portage as well. And the city's got a little solar unit for its golf course, and there's actually the park, recreation park, heats water in one of its bathhouses with solar energy. So they're small steps, but they're moving in the right direction. So is this going to be a big item on IRRB's agenda in the coming years?
It's really up to the communities. We try not to dictate too much to the communities how they approach us with their projects. It's really what works best in individual communities. And we know that's different all across our 13,000 square mile service area. And so it's just exciting to see these projects come to fruition. They're great jobs projects as well. As I said, this building in Silver Bay, $1.2 million construction project, good construction jobs along the way, and then the research and development of the sustainable food and the fish and the locally grown produce is going to be beneficial for our local jobs component as well, ongoing.
Well, I am assuming that people interested in green energy projects could benefit by contacting IRRB and having a look at some of the programs that you've already successfully funded. And they could do that, I suppose, by contacting the office, right?
Absolutely. Logging in to www.IRRB, that's IRRRB. .org. We've just relaunched our website. And
yeah, I looked at that this morning. Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you. We really are more about promoting our region and less about promoting our agency. You know, nobody comes to visit northeastern Minnesota or grows their business in northeastern Minnesota because we have a really sweet economic development agency. It's really all about the outdoors, the water, the land, the people. And so we've really put a focus on that. But once this tour is done, we're going to have pictures and video up of our trip up the shore. And so please log on, check us out. And if we can help your local business or community, let us know.
Okay. We've been speaking with Tony Sertich. He is commissioner for IRRB and on his way to Silver Bay. And we'll talk to you again soon. And we'll check out that website, particularly on the energy projects. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, sir.